Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
Water is one incredible force. In fact, our bodies are mostly made of it. The amount we drink can transform how we feel. Yet, a lot of us walk around dehydrated, leaving us dizzy and drained. But we can change this harmful habit. How? Skip the sugary drinks. Choose an extra glass of water instead. It's one refreshing way to build a healthier life. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
June live cattle, the front month down 102 today at 132.75. The August live's down 67 at 135.35. We're right on bumping on the lows from the last 30 days or so here on the August live cattle. The lows today were 135.07. We've hit that 135 a few times going back till about mid-April. If we can hold it, that'd be great. But if not, look out below. We're also bouncing on a support line here and below some critical moving averages. So it looks like the live cattle, for whatever reason, doesn't make a whole lot of logical sense, but are under pressure. Carcass weights have come down slightly. So that's kind of a trend in the right direction. Midday box beef was slightly lower. Choice down 48, 254.70. Select up 62 at 246.43. Looks like the cash market this week is going to be somewhere around 41, 42, right in there. So that's a fairly decent number, lifting up from last week's prices. Packer margins are still estimated a positive $217 a head. Last week it was $272, so packer margins are coming down. Feedlot closeouts estimated around $250 a head. That's up from $174 last week.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Maybe it's black coffee. Coffee with cream, a cup of Joe, tumbler of Joe, but just give me the whole pot of Joe. What gets the early percolating isn't the same for any two cotton growers or any two cotton seeds. That's why Stoneville has a variety to thrive in every kind of early. In these parts, try Stoneville 4993 B3XF. It gets out of the ground faster with a strong early stand for a finish you'll love. Find your best variety with the selector tool at Stoneville.com. Stoneville from BASF. Own the early. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, another yo-yo day for the grain futures. The corn ended up generally weaker, 11 to 18 lower. September corn down 14 and a quarter at 742. December down 17 and three quarters, settling at 720 and three quarters. The beans were the weakest contract today, 23 to 25 lower. 21 to 25 lower. November down 21 at 1470 and three quarters. Ideas on the corn and beans both that the Midwest farmers will be able to get into the field and plant and do some catching up in the next week or so. So hopefully things dry out and they get that crop planted. Again, I believe in 2019, it rained a bunch and they planted about 42% of the whole crop in 1 week up there in the I states. So we can get it planted in a really fast pace if we get the opportunity or get a good window. Kansas City wheat was down about 5 cents. Looks like July is officially 6.5 lower, 1170.5. That was 16 off the lows overnight. While Chicago wheat was actually higher, it was anywhere from 1 to 4 higher. A mix there. And today's December cotton down 270 at 123.74. They had expanded limits. May or July was down 515 at 143.61.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.